Good evening. How are we feeling tonight, Toronto? And after that very eventful weekend, how about the rapture? Was anybody really stoked for it? I know I was kind of interested to see what the end of the world would look like, but turns out it didn't happen. It makes you wonder, really, because when you think of it, it is quite a pivotal moment for a lot of religious sects, primarily the evangelists, the evangelicals, as it were. Now, I don't know, maybe you're the worrying type, so you had your basement stocked up with extra water, cans of food, maybe even a little Bunsen burner for heating. But despair not. I mean, not to send you back into your hole, but maybe the rapture was a little late in coming. Don't forget, the Mayans predicted the end of the world is going to be in 2012. So, hold on to it. For those of you holding end-of-the-day party, or end-of-the-world party, well, you got a good party out of it. I'd say that would be pretty sweet, and it was a great way to kick off the long weekend with a good we're-all-gonna-die party. So, hey, not the worst for wear. And, might be a good idea to throw another one just to be safe on December 21st, 2012. I know I will be. And for those of you who are a bit dispassioned or disappointed that the rapture hasn't come yet, well, don't worry. Don't worry. I mean, maybe your prediction was off. And I'd say, you know what? Think of it as a fresh start, a clean start. I'm not personally very religious, but I'm sure you'll keep your faith and you'll keep on trucking. Either way, it gave us a bit to talk about. There were tweets about it, and there were newspapers about it, and there were advertisement campaigns for it. The Christian rock station Family Radio spent millions of dollars campaigning or advertising the end of the world and repent. Judgment Day, May 21st, 2011, but it didn't happen. One of the guys funding it was actually quoted in a story I read in Metro, asked if the rapture doesn't happen, then what he thought. He said, well, then God is a liar. And that's a direct quote from a story I took from Metro. So, well, it's a little interesting, isn't it? Either way, we're still here, we're still kicking it, and we're still hanging out. And you know what? After all this excitement, why not relax, hang out, and listen to some music therapy. Good evening, I'm Renice McLeod, and this is your weekly music therapy session. Looks like I might be going solo tonight. My advertised guest, Laugh Happy, unfortunately is not around, so you might just be hanging out with me tonight, which is okay. I think I've got a good show lined up for you. Tonight we're going to be channeling the 60s, the time of free love and the Vietnam War and draft dodgers, and I'd say it was one of the earliest days of rock music. I mean, initially it did start in the 50s, but I think the 60s is when it really started going, and then the 70s is when it just, well, not to repeat myself, but it kind of rocked. So we're going to be hanging out tonight, listening to some good old-fashioned 60s music, some feel-good tunes from way back when. I mean, a lot of us probably aren't even old enough to remember. I know I was. No, I wasn't born yet. It was a good few years before I was born. Well, a good few decades. Well, a couple decades before I was born. But hey, that doesn't mean we can't all hang out and enjoy it. So I think we're going to get started right now with, of course, the classic band The Doors. This is Light My Fire. Back. You are listening to Music Therapy with just me, myself, and I tonight. This is Renisa McLeod coming to you live from Centennial College's Creative Communications campus. Tonight we're rocking a bit of a 60s feel, getting back into the good old days or bad old days. I wouldn't know. It's a good 20 years, 30 years before I was born. But I think that it doesn't matter how old you are, you can still wax nostalgic for a long time ago. You were just listening to the one and only Mr. Mojo Rising, or Jim Morrison. That's a, when they rearrange the words. Oh, yes. Yeah, that was Jim Morrison, The Doors, rocking Light My Fire. We're going to have more tunes coming up. Next up, I think we're going to rock something a little more upbeat, a little more Canadian. Interesting story behind my next band coming up is the Guess Who with No Sugar Tonight. Interesting story about the Guess Who. Initially, when they first started out, they were under a different band name. But the thing was, because everyone knew they were Canadian, nobody would play them. No one in the States, and they couldn't get a toehold. So what they did was they took their albums and started sending them out anonymously under the name Guess Who, and turns out they were actually pretty friggin' good, and the Americans turned around, played them, and liked them. So that just goes to show a little bit of Canadian ingenuity there. So coming up, we've got No Sugar Tonight by the Guess Who, followed by the Beatles on Music Therapy.
Feeling, you've been trying to find the corner. find myself in times of trouble. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be.
About you guys, but I am totally chilled out. I kind of wish I brought my incense, because right now I think we're all good. Channeling the 60s, you're listening to Music Therapy. This is broadcasting live and unscripted from Centennial College's Creative Communications Campus. I'm Renisa McLeod, and thanks for joining and stopping by. What you were just listening to are a couple of my favorites. We had the awesome, awesome, awesome Canadian band, The Guess Who, with No Sugar Tonight, a song that was actually two songs to start with, and then they couldn't decide which one to go with, so they smushed them together, and The Beatles, Let It Be. Now, I don't know, maybe it's just me, waxing poetic as I am with the nice and nostalgic 1960s. Ooh, look at that. That was some alliteration for you. But you know what? It's kind of what this show is all about. The music back then. There was opportunity. There was creation. People were alive. People were vibrant. I mean, it's kind of hard to replicate in these days where nothing's really original. But we do keep trying, and you gotta give them credit. No sign so far of my guest, so I think you're just dealing with me tonight, still, and probably on throughout the rest of this 45 minutes to an hour. I've got some more music coming up with a couple more awesome favorites of the time. Up next, I've got some Rolling Stones lined up for you. Some good old 1960s emo, not really. This is Paint It Black.
See this thing happening to you.
And we're back. You're listening to Music Therapy live from Centennial College's Creative Communications Campus. You're rocking it live and unscripted with me, Renisa McLeod, just hanging out. We're channeling the 60s tonight, in case you haven't noticed, with some awesome, awesome tunes. Kind of glad it's just me here on this Victoria Day weekend because I am rocking out. So, if you're friends with me on Facebook, and you should be, or if you look at my recent music therapy page on there, feel free. If you have any questions, anything you want me to touch on, or even any song requests, feel free. I check it regularly, and I can do a couple shout-outs if you want. Coming up next, we've got a couple performers that went way, way before your time, before their time in the 60s, kind of along the same veins as Jim Morrison, the free and freewheeling 60s, as it were. This is Janis Joplin with Take Another Piece of My Heart.
Oh, come on, come on, hold on, come on. Oh, honey, like you, the only man I ever wanted and I ever needed. Oh, honey, didn't I get nearly everything I ever had to give? You know I did. But each time I tell myself that I can't see the pain when you hold me. Oh, I say that a horse in your head. I see, come on, come on, come on, come on and take it. Well, you know you got it if it makes you feel good, yes indeed. Oh, 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 oh. You're out on the streets, honey, looking pretty good. But deep down inside, I guess you know it ain't never been right. Never hear me cry now. Listen to me sometimes. Each time I tell myself that I can't see the pain when you hold me in your arms. I sing it all the time. I say, come on, come on, come on, come on and take it. Yeah. Another little piece of the heart now, baby. Break it. You know you got it, shine up and makes you feel good. Feel good now.
You made me want to get up and scream. Foxy. Oh, baby, listen now. I made up my mind. I'm tired of wasting all my precious time. You got to be all mine, all mine. Foxy lady. Here I come. I'm gonna take you home. I won't do you no harm, no. You got to be all mine, all mine. Foxy lady. Here I come, baby. I'm coming to get you. Ow! Foxy lady, yeah, yeah, yeah. Look so good, Foxy. Oh yeah, Foxy. Oh, Foxy. Yeah, yes, Foxy. You make me feel like saying, Foxy. Oh, lady. Foxy, lady.
And we're back. You're listening to Music Therapy with me, Renice McLeod. We're broadcasting live and unscripted from Sage's Creative Communications Campus. What we were just listening to were two fabulous musicians who went way before their time. You know who I'm talking about. That was Janis Joplin coming to you live. Well, the song was live with Another Little Piece of My Heart, followed by Jimi Hendrix, baby. That was Foxy Lady. And that's going out to all my Foxy Ladies. You know who I'm talking about. So, we are just about halfway through the show here. Crystal clear night. My guest hasn't shown up. But you know what? Let me know how I'm doing. You know, you can find the Facebook page, Music Therapy. Or you can find me, R-E-I-N-I-S-A. Trust me, I'm probably one of the easiest people to find on Facebook. Should I say that on the air? And pretty soon we're also going to be rocking out a Twitter account. So for those lovely listeners tuning in with me tonight, feel free to comment, or if you have a song request, I will do my best to accommodate you. And any shoutouts, well, just message it in and like the page. Like it and recommend it. Because, you know, I'm good, but I'm not quite that good, guys. I kind of need your help. But, yeah, we've got some more tunes kicking it live for you coming up soon. Channeling the 60s, this is a Bachman Turner Overdrive with Taking Care of Business. And we're back. You're hanging out with me tonight, Toronto. I'm Renice McLeod, and this is your weekly music therapy session. What you were just listening to was BTO, or Bachman Turner Overdrive, with Taking Care of Business, Randy Bachman, who was initially from the Guess Who. Interesting story about BTO and Taking Care of Business. Turns out it was actually one of Elvis's favorites. It was one of Elvis's favorite bands, favorite songs. And, you know the little crown? I don't know if you're an Elvis fan, but Elvis had this crown. And it was a belt buckle. And, on it, it said, TCB. For my people up at the Hard Rock, I think you know what I'm referring to. TCB pins. Well, that's because he was a fan of this one Canadian. That was Randy Bachman. Coming up next, I've got some fantastic CCR heading your way. A little bit of Louisiana rock here. And I think that this song is oddly appropriate for how things have been right now with good old Mother Nature. This is Have You Ever Seen the Rain?
Yeah.
And we're back. You're listening to Music Therapy. I'm Renisa McLeod, broadcasting to you live and unscripted from Centennial College's Creative Communications Campus. That was a double hitter there by CCR, or for those of you who are unfamiliar, Creedence Clearwater Revival. And if you're not familiar, you should quickly become familiar. Get on it. That was Rolling on the River and Have You Ever Seen the Rain? Two wicked tracks from my favorite down south rock bands from the 60s, which is the era we're channeling tonight, the 1960s. Kind of wishing I got some incense going on here. And it's all me tonight with you kiddies, and we're just about at the end of our show. I have a request coming up for you, though. This is Strawberry Alarm Clock, Sit with the Guru, and that is going out to Dean Blondo. Dean, this one's for you, and thanks for listening. And for anyone else, maybe no requests tonight, but don't be shy. Don't be shy. You can find our page on Music Therapy Radio Show on Facebook, or you can find me on Facebook, and pretty soon you'll be able to get us on Twitter. This is Strawberry Alarm Clock, Sit with the Guru, going out to Dean Blondo.
Life's created, automated, yesterday's invalidated. If mankind gone, turn your mind on, sit with the Guru. Meditation, high, high, where kings fly. Leave today untouched in the sky. Stretch out your mind to humanity. How many tomorrows can you see? Good life living, party given. No one wants, can be driven. Bluntless darkness, light the darkness. Sit with meditation. Silver cloud puffs up and billows. Full potential, transcendental. Sit with the Guru. Meditation. High, high, where eagles fly. Leave today untouched in the sky. Stretch out your mind to humanity. How many tomorrows can you see? How many tomorrows can you see?
This is your weekly music therapy session. You're hanging out with me, Renisa McLeod, coming to you live and unscripted from Centennial College's Creative Communications Campus. That was Strawberry Alarm Clock, Sit with the Guru. And it's unfortunate, just as we're winding up, the requests are coming in. I will try to accommodate you. This next one is going out to a very, very dear friend of mine. This is one more hit of Jimi Hendrix, because this is a man who has to be played more than once. This is a Stand Next to Your... Let Me Stand Next to Your Fire. To music therapy with Renisa McLeod. We're channeling the 60s this evening. The first song you were listening to was the legendary Jimi Hendrix, Let Me Stand Next to Your Fire, and that's going out to my favorite redhead, Jen Rose. And that was following it was Bob Dylan's The Times They Are Changing. It's oddly appropriate when you think of it with the world always being in a constant state of flux, but makes you think for a second. If I can get philosophical for a bit, I've been waxing poetic all night. Let me wax philosophical for a sec. It makes you think, back in the 60s, before we had this technology, before I could come here to you over the interwebs, their changing times were a lot different from ours. And yet, mostly, the 60s are romanticized in a sense with a time of free love, hippies, good music, peace, make love, not war, and Watergate. Well, those problems pale in comparison to what we've got coming on our hands now, don't we? But I think we could still make a change and follow Mr. Bob Dylan's advice. Or maybe Gandhi's, be the change you want to see in the world. And that's the end of my little moment of philosophy. This is the end of our show today. Thank you so much for sitting in and joining me. If you're coming in a bit late, that's cool. You can find us online at Centennial. Wait, I'll let you get a pen and paper. Are you ready? You got the pen, you got the paper, or the keyboard, or the iPhone? Okay. That's CentennialOnDemand, one word, .com, / tag, T-A-G, / music, / therapy. And you can find the past episodes on there. This one's going to be going up probably tomorrow or the day after. And find us on Facebook. I mean, Music Therapy Radio Show. It shouldn't be too hard to find. And if it is, well, just search for me instead. R-E-I-N-I-S-A McLeod. And, we'll have a conversation. I'm still taking requests for later shows. Any comments or criticisms, I'm open. Feel free to message me. I'm going to leave off the show on one final note. I've got Eric Clapton winding up the night tonight. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Cocaine.